All right, so Amy and I have decided we're gonna go get some food, and we're gonna give a worthy family here in El Valle a really good Thanksgiving. Even though Panamanians don't really celebrate Thanksgiving, we're gonna give them something to be thankful about anyway. So we're heading to the grocery store right now, and we're gonna pick up some groceries.
This is the Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
First thing I think we're going to get is some of this roast-up bread. This is holiday bread for Panamanians. It's a big deal because most Panamanians don't have an oven. And so getting bread, especially holiday bread like this, is a tradition. I'll get them some beans too.
Like this kind of beans.
Panamanians don't really do canned things very much. Most of what they eat is like fresh or homemade, or they grow it in their yard. So having a little bit of canned food around means it will last longer, and that means that it's a luxury for them.
We'll get some coffee. Two smalls is better than one big, because then they don't have to open them both at the same time. Otherwise, then the bugs get into them, and then you want to get them a different kind of bean. You like lentejas? Okay. They eat a lot of rice.
And
that's probably enough to last them a week.
Spam. Spam's good for you.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
I like spam.
Spam's not good for you.
Okay. A little oil.
Hi, Muppers.
So now we're going to go up to Sebastian's house. You know, a lot of people come here and visit, and they see the way that people live. They see the style of their houses, kind of unfinished and that sort of thing. And they think, oh, these people are so poor. And the first thing they want to do is just, find a way to give them some stuff. But in reality, I tell Sebastian, he's one of the wealthiest people I know, because he doesn't really need a lot of money. He grows most of the food that he eats. He doesn't pay any taxes. He doesn't have a lot in the way of bills or anything. And so, he really doesn't, he doesn't need that much. And actually, there's a way that we can help each other. I help him, he helps me. He brings stuff to church sometimes, berries or bananas or something like that for us. And we help him with a little food when we can, just to make things a little easier for him. So maybe he doesn't have a lot in the way of material resources, and we can maybe help out with that by bringing him a week or two worth of food now and then. But he can teach us about contentment, about being content with what little you have. He's a very happy person. He's kind of been going through some difficult times lately because he's got a kind of a shifty lawyer who's trying to rob him of some of his land, basically. But I mean, so everybody has problems, but Sebastian lives in this place. It's kind of like the Garden of Eden. He doesn't have a lot of bills and bills that he's got to pay, things like that. He's not as poor as he looks. And I think a lot of the people who are joining these caravans that are coming up to the United States because they can make more money and get a better job up there, we got to think about what they're leaving behind, because they're not really getting as much as they think they are by getting a better job, because they're leaving a place where the cost of living is very low. They're leaving a place where the lifestyle is simple, it's healthy, and they're going to a place where the lifestyle is much more expensive, much more complicated. There's taxes to pay. There's probably every bit as much crime in Baltimore or Miami or someplace like that where a lot of these people end up than there was in their little village up in the mountains of Guatemala or Nicaragua or Honduras. I mean, yeah, there are really bad neighborhoods where there are gangs in control in Honduras, in the big cities and things like that. San Pedro Sula or whatever. But at the same time, we have our own share of problems in the United States. And I think it's a mistake for us to just make this assumption that we as Americans kind of have it all figured out and we're going to come and help these people fix everything that's wrong with their lives. Look, these people have been fixing their own problems for millennia before we got here, and they will continue to fix their own problems long after we're gone. So it pays for me, at least, to keep that in mind, because I think that sometimes we really understand the second and third order effects of what we are causing to happen when we're here trying to quote-unquote fix their problems.
We just saw some of our friends here. We're going to give them a ride. Janet! Hola!
Bote!
A la iglesia! Vamos, pues! Cuídate! No, está mansa. Ella está mansa.
No, ella está bien. Ella no muere.
Uh-huh. Mapper, come here. Come here, Mapper. Come here, Mapper. Come
here. Oye, oye. Brandon.
Come on, Brandon. We're going to pick up Brandon, the dog. Dale. ¿Cómo estamos?
Bien.
Listo.
Listo ya. ¿Dónde van?
Vamos pa Sebastián.
¿Y dónde está Connie?
En casa. Vane, vane.
So this is where Sebastián lives. It's always really kind of wet and cold up here because he's higher up in the mountains than we are.
Okay, so...
Look at you. She's going to eat my popcorn. Stop it. No, no. Don't eat my popcorn. No. Well, that was an ordeal. Now we can go.
Okay. So we're gonna go up to Sebastian's house.
Now that we've saved the popcorn.
En el Valle Alto, porque no tienen ni impuesto. Buenas. Hola. Amigo. Sí.
Hola.
Le traigo. Oh, muy bien.
You want me bike?
USA! Si, si.
Regalo.
Wait. Sebastián and Lucy, and Jorge, their grandson, he lives here with them, and they've lived here their whole lives. Like I say, no bills, no taxes. It's a simple life, but it's a pretty healthy life and not a bad one, I think, as lives go. Pues,
Le traigo para decir si para
y el zombie tiene que cuidar porque él va a comerlo todo, mira. Muy gordo, ¿no? Sí.
¿Cómo estás?
Crece. En el baile del todo. Porque no tienen ni impuestos.
So Lucy's been a little sick, and Sebastian had tuberculosis. So, you know, their lives aren't perfect by any stretch. Everybody's got their problems. But I'm just thankful that I get to have friends like this to remind me how to be content with what you have and remind me what is really important in life, family and friends and that sort of thing. So, les queremos mucho.
Daddy.
This is Sebastian's water supply. It runs all the time like this because it's actually from a spring that's on the other mountain across the valley over there. He ran a PVC pipe all the way down across the valley and back up. And since the spring is a little bit higher than the house, we get constant flow of nice, clean spring water up here. And no water bill.
The Hot Zone is produced by Amy Holton and Livefire Media. Copyright 2019.